Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. It's been, I've been delinquent as fuck. But hopefully I will get back on track if I take my Fridays off. This episode is brought to you by Kirk Spencer. Okay, Kirk supplied me with the previews from 1994 at HeroesCon. On the cover, it has Vampire Batman, Batman Bloodstorm. It says, "Do you grok Spock?" Star Trek legend Leonard Nimoy discusses his upcoming techno series, The Primordials. I don't think I own any of those, and if I do, it's just like one. And then Sinfully Good, Frank Miller takes us back in his town, Sin City, Big Fat Kill. And on the back cover, we have the Sin City Frank Miller, so spotlighting DC this time. What we're going to cover first is the top 20 from September of 1994 in here. And we're going to be we'll start with number 20 and work our way up. So at number 20 from Image Comics, Wildcats Adventures number 1. This was done in an animated style, and it was number 1 and scored us at number 20. At number 19 from Extreme Studios, we have Prophet number 7. At 18 from Marvel Comics, we have Spider-Man 395. At 17, we have Youngblood number 9 from Extreme Studios Image Comics. At number 16, we have X-Factor Deluxe 108. So the Deluxe, if I remember correctly, they were distributed through direct sales stores, and they had like a fold-out. This was X-Factor Deluxe 108 from Marvel Comics. At number 15, we got DC Comics with Detective Comics 679. At number 14, we have Adventures of Superman 517 from DC Comics. At number 13, we have X-Force Deluxe number 40 from Marvel Comics. At number 12, we have Action Comics 704 from DC Comics. At number 11, we have Superman the Man of Steel number 38 from DC Comics. Price was $1.50 at that time. Superman 94 at number 10 from DC Comics. At number 9, we from Image Comics, we have Cyber Force number 8. I don't remember Cyber Force being that high up, but I guess there you go. At number 9, we have Batman 512 from DC Comics. From at 7, we have Wildcats number 14 from Image Comics. At number 6, we have Wolverine Deluxe 87 Marvel Comics. At number 5, we have Wetworks number 3 from Image Comics. At number 4, we have Uncanny X-Men Deluxe number 318 from Marvel Comics. At number 3, we have X-Men Deluxe number 38 from Marvel Comics. At number 2, we have Spawn number 25 from Image Comics. And at number 1, we have Generation X number 1 from Marvel Comics. So there you go, the top 20 from September 100. Let's jump into some of the back issue guys, and we'll start with Archie Comics. We have a Betty and Veronica 82. I don't know if that's Archie, but there's some catalogs there. Let's see if they're just Cerebus, wow. I don't know if this is like the regular advertisement or just a big advertisement for Cerebus. Eiger Comics, Eagle's Dare. So, I wonder if I have one issue of this. I'm going to have to look it up, because I swear that I recently picked up something that looked really oddball, and I think it was this. So, we're going to Comic Base, and we're going to look up Eagle's Dare. And I did. I picked up number 3 and 4. What an interesting coincidence. This is for Eagle's Dare number 4. Aardvark Vanaheim. That's Cerebus 188. Abstract Studios. Strangers in Paradise. The series number 2. Academy Comics. You had some Robotech stuff. AC Comics. We had Femfor 78. So that's where we were in 94. Femme Force Up Close, number 11. Special Night Vale Rad Promo Pack. This pack features Night Vale number 7, The Creation of Rad issue, and Femme Force 38, a good starting point for new readers. Comes polybagged with an autographed trading card or coupon, one of either Night Vale, signed by Mark Hakey, or Blue Bulleteer by Brad Gorby. In addition, coupons, limited to only 3 because of the rarity of the prints, are randomly inserted into the bag. So you were getting like a blind bag back then in 94 from AC Comics. And then we had Horror House number 1. Stories of the Bizarre, Horror House. I think these are reprints. Action Figure News and Toy Review. That was a magazine. Eon, The Desert Peach, Marriage and Mayhem, Mature Readers. I don't know what that is. Eon Focus, Low Life. So I don't know anything from that company. iComics, 6 Smiles. That has an interesting cover. It's got mature readers. Alaffinity is Gray Matter. Never heard of that. Alliance Comics, Factual Illusion, The Peregrine, Warcat, Comic Source. Never heard of any of that stuff. Well, Comic Source was from a different publisher, American Collectors Exchange. AMF Comics had Cosmic Waves number 2, an anthology of science fiction and fantasy. Anarchy Press, Dr. Faustus comic pack. Antarctic Press. Okay, now we're at a publisher I know. Gold Digger number 17. And Hitomi Geohammer. Doden Kane, number 1. Furlough, number 23. I actually started getting that when it was in the 200s. Nightmare, spelled with a K, number 3. Koni and Kazoo, number 2. Mangazine, number 36. Ninja High School, 43. Another one that's still going on today and I picked up. Shonda, number 6. Silkbuster, number 6. And Tigers of Terra, number 6. So I haven't heard of most of these. Most of them look like manga stuff. Sentai number 5, Twilight X Quarterly number 2. They had a sub-publishing group called Venus Comics, and they were adult material. I don't own any of that stuff from Antarctic anyway. Anibus Press, Troma Core, Ashcan Edition. That has some Kyle Hott stuff, though. That's pretty cool. Archie Comics. I thought we already talked about that, but Archie's Christmas Stocking number 2. How the Mighty Have Fallen. We only get like one book from him a month now. Archie 432. Archie and Friends number 13. Archie Americana series, Best of the 40s. Best of the 50s. The Digest stuff. Betty number 22. Betty and Veronica 84. Betty and Veronica Spectacular number 13. Jughead number 65. Sonic the Hedgehog number 19. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures number 65. Veronica number 10. So they were really prolific back then as far as number of titles. Area, I have heard of Distant Soil. I think I own only one of them. There was an Anne Rice book. Roger Zelsky's Shadowland from Ares Graphics. I'll skip some of these because I just never heard of them. Bad Art Comics, Street Smell. I wonder if that exists. That sounds like an interesting comic. I wonder if it's a scratch and sniff. Street Smell. It's in my database. Yeah, it's got 4 issues. A lowbrow comic for highbrows. That looks interesting. The creator is Bruce Mouttard. From Basement Comics, Cave Woman number 4, Bud Root. I know what that is. Black Ball Comics, Radical Dreamer number 4. And Trencher Xmas Bites. I have both of those. Black Eye Comics, Atomic City Tales. Blackmoor, Enchanted Worlds number 2, and Renegade number 4. The Land of Nod. I don't know what that is. Blackout Comics had Outbreed 99, number 1. I really want those. And number 2. They're offered again. Blazer has New World Order number 8. That looks cool. Looks like Jack Kirby stuff. Blue Mask Studios, The Renegades of Justice, never heard of it. Black Bat Press, never heard of them. They had something called Pulp Tattoo. Boneyard Press. Doing It with OJ, number one. Huh. Razor Dark Angel, The Final Nail, 2-pack. Bongo had Itchy and Scratchy's Holiday Hijinks Special. Rant number 1. That was Boneyard. J.G. Jones on art. Books Naipan. Not sure what that is, but manga maybe. Brainstorm Comics. Vampirotica card set, Vampirotica Luxuria poster. A lot of Vampirotica stuff's coming to Kickstarter lately. Brown Study Comics had Flame Twisters. Caliber Press, Negative Burn 17. I do have some Negative Burn, but it's mostly from Image. Kabuki Fear of the Reaper, number 1, by David Mack. And The Realm, number 8. Don't have any of that. I wouldn't mind trying it. Oz number 2. Vengeance of the Aztecs. I'll skip that. Cartoon Books had The Complete Bone Adventures, Volume 1. There's a spotlight on Storm Quest. Not sure what that is. Or who the publisher is. Maybe Iconographics by T&M Bearbaum. Those guys did some Legion stuff. launching a new universe which time has disrupted that propels the past into the future and the present. Storm Quest is a team of superpowered individuals led by scientists who are responsible for the rip in time. It sounds cool. The Combo magazine, that I would totally buy that if I ran across it. Castle Graphics had Mercadio and Men in Black. CFD Productions has The New Order. That actually looks like something I'd buy. Chaos Comics, Evil Ernie Revenge, number 2, and Lady Death All Chromium Poster. Youth Gone Wild, Evil Ernie Trade Paperback. Claypool had Phantom of Fear City and Elvira, number 19. Those ones I'm still getting. When I find them, I come across it as the Claypool of Elvira. It's a big ad for a Lady Death. That's probably the collected edition. Crusade must be coming up. Because Shy number 5 is there. Comics Interview number 139 and 140. Concept Comics, Cult Movies Magazine, Cult Press has Windows 21. Not sure what that is. Don't know. So a lot of these I don't know. So it shows how blind I am at some of these publishers. Cybermark was a Doctor Who thing. Cyanosure, number 1. Dayak Kaiju Enterprises. Damage, number comic. I mean, has Bloodshed, number 1. I wonder if that actually came out. My guess is not, but let's check. Bloodshed. Yeah, it did come out, and it had 5 issues. Before he was a clown-faced psycho killer, Chris Cobain was a normal guy with his little brother. By then, bullies tried to beat them up and rape them. During the struggle, his brother was killed, and Chris was shot as well. Whatever happened, Chris turned to face paint, and his neck got much, much bigger, and so did his muscles. During this quest for vengeance, which may or may not involve a man in a black suit, he has hallucinations of child abuse, hung people, cut up people, and angry teddy bears. If there is a coherent plot, it might be one of those subliminal things that can only be understood by young boys who play a lot at frantic video games. That's quite the review. I would totally like to see that. Bloodshed. I'm going to my database now. Let's go back to the previews. We have Dark Fantasies number 2. That looks cool. I want to look that up, because I definitely don't own that. Dark Fantasies. I do own one, number 2. Oh, I just got this one recently, so I can check that out. There were 8 issues. 9 is an ash can. And some summer issues. Specials, anyway. It looks cool. Is there a write-up for that? Let's see what that is. No, there's no write-up. It's an anthology, though. That's probably why there's no write-up. I wonder if we should stop. We'll stop. So let's take a pause for the cause, and let's get our totals And I'll be right back. All right, everybody, we're back, and we're going to be continuing with the books in 2025. That's how far behind I am. But this is December 15th through December 21st, 2025, close to Christmas. I was probably off at this time, too, which would explain a lot of the movies I'm watching. So the 4 out of 5 for the movies was Coyotes. This one had Justin Long in it. His family, he's a comic writer. And he moved to this suburban place, I think in California. And it got a coyote problem. And they started killing people all in his neighborhood. It was interesting and it was entertaining. I think it was on AMC Plus, which I've since gotten rid of just to scale down a little bit, but I want to add it back in. I had a really good deal with AMC Plus and MGM Plus, and it went away. So I withdrew, and I will join it again because I do enjoy the content, because AMC Plus has Shudder and a lot of other stuff. And then we go to the 5 out of 5s. I saw Housemaid at the theater. I thought it was fantastic. It's about Sydney Sweeney. I think that's her name. She goes and becomes a housemaid for a rich couple. And chaos happens. Saw that at the theater, and then the 5 out of 5s, I think I saw these for the first time. I went on a Clint Eastwood tear. A Few Dollars More, Fistful of Dollars, and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Gave them all perfect score. I thought they were wonderful. We get into the comic books. We have quite the distribution, which is good. I always like to see a good distribution of comic books. Not a lot read. A matter of fact, I forgot to total it. So give me a second. Total. That's 5, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Only 24. Not a lot for, I think I was off at this time. So it's kind of bizarre, or getting close to being off anyway, of work. Because I usually take 2 weeks off at the end of the year. I take Christmas week and then New Year's week off. So 24 comics, 2 from Vortex, 1 from Source Point Press, 2 from SHP. Sorry, that should be 1 from SHP. I don't know why I put 2, so that's 23 comics. I know that because I don't have many SHP comics. 2 from Marvel. 4 from Image. 1 from Eclipse. 2 from Dynamite. 2 from DC. 2 from Dark Horse. And 1 from Aerosol. So from Dynamite. So I'll start with the 4 out of 5s. There were no 3 out of 5s or lower. I had Terminator 1 through 2. The first issue had a done-in-one story, which I enjoyed. The second story of a Terminator was confusing Vietnam story because it seemed like the writer and artist were telling different stories. I think my co-host, Bill Bomer, on Geek Brunch, liked it a little more than I did, but I still gave it a 4 out of 4. 4 out of 5, sorry. Deadpool Batman number 1. Going in, I was most excited for the Green Arrow Daredevil by Kevin Smith, but that was just okay. The Deadpool Batman was the best story, and I thought it was better than Batman Deadpool. So this is the Captain America Wonder Woman had potential, but was way too short. Overall, DC was better than Marvel. but this was Deadpool Batman, so this was the Marvel one. Apocalypse Girl number 1. This I think I read. I think I own it. No, I don't think I own it. I think I bought this like digitally years ago and read on my iPad. Let's see if I can pull it up real quick. So Amigo had a title, and I almost have a full run of that, but that I don't believe this is that. Yes, I do have it. It's from Source Point Press. It's number one. And what happened in this one? A girl is raised by someone she calls father, and he passes, which means he dies, and she has to learn fast how to survive in this world without him. We got Dragon Ring number one. This is from Aerosol, another dollar bin book from Aerosol Comics by Barry Blair and Wong Yap. This was another recent pickup I was very interested in because of Barry Blair. This one is about a guy who gets hired by a man to take him to an island that he recently inherited full of monsters and occult. Oh, yeah, that was a pretty good issue. We have Youngblood number one. This was the second time I read it. So the first time I paid bank to get because I got it off Rob Liefeld's website signed, and it was like $40 or $30 or something like that. But this is the second read, and I said read the Youngblood a second time. This was when it came out through Image. This was from a recent delivery, but I had ordered one a long time ago from Whatnot because I was not sure the product was going to be offered to LCS's. Youngblood gets deployed to stop Xerxes on a ship, but most of the team gets trashed. We got Venom 250. Venom has to confront Madame Mask while a Super Skrull heads to Earth to warn Venom about Null. I wonder what happened with that. Surprise at the end, who may be pulling the strings. Imagine this will lead to a Null series, which it did. Seance in the Asylum. A medium is hired by one of the doctors to help the patients have not been able to. One doctor is a skeptic. The other uses her and knows she is a fake. She seems to have helped at least one patient and now may be trapped in the asylum. We have DCKO, Wonder Woman versus Lobo. I felt like a true Lobo book and was humorous. Joelle Jones handled the writing. Absolute Batman Annual number one, late night reading as Batman destroys a group of supremacists. Another run in with the Black Mask Gang and Batfax. Detectives Inc. number one. This is from Eclipse Comics, first time reading it, but I really enjoyed it, and I bought there's not much. There's like five comics of this. It's by Don McGregor. I can't remember the artist, but it's Marshall Rogers. I said it's very wordy, but Detectives Inc. was very good by Don McGregor and Marshall Rogers from Eclipse Comics in 1980. I was hooked, and I'm going to read the second issue shortly. Found this gem in a dollar bin. We have Black Kiss number 9 and 10 from Vortex. Dagmar gets raped by three guys. Beverly is a vampire or something. I think she's more of a succubus because she seems immortal. And she could, like, pass her immortality to others, and that's what Dagmar's after. Kills two of the guys and leaves the third one. So she kills the two guys that were raping Dagmar. Dagmar looks a lot like Beverly. And for some reason, Beverly is attracted to that. And, like, so Dagmar is a trans woman. And the succubus is very attracted to trans women throughout time. And at this point, I don't think you know that there's been many Dagmars. So it's very unusual. But what else did I say? The vampire killer kills one of the sex cult guys at the bookstore. And then we got Strange Girl 7 and 9. This is a reread of the books. I bought the individual issues, and I have the giant size library edition or whatever you want to call it. It's not officially the library edition because that's a Dark Horse thing. But I reread this digitally because I was like, I was paying for, I paid like $2.99 for a Comixology account, and I was like, I gotta rotate Comixology in, and I did a fairly good job because I finished Strange Girl, I started Fear Agent again, so I was on a Rick Remender kick, and then I almost finished the Oz Omnibus. So we got Strange Girl. Belial's demons attack the religious citadel, and Beth and Blodo and her friend get away in a plane, but Blodo makes the ultimate sacrifice. Beth and her friend continue to fix the plane to get to the gates of heaven, and she has memories of Blodo and sees his ghost. Issue shows how she stole the blue crystal from Belial's lover and met Blodo for the first time. They drop grenades on Belial on their way out. And then we get to the 5 out of 5s. So we have Eurotech from SHP. Banger alert. Eurotech was awesome. It's about a company developing sex robots. I really enjoyed how they kind of poke fun at the agile process in tech companies. Oh, I got to get back on this one. It seems that it was two series. Like, it seems like in 2021 or 2022 they came out with this, and then they re-released it later, like after the Diamond collapse. So it's interesting because I think I have both, and I didn't read the other version, so I don't know what happened there. Or it could be that the two things in my database are like screwed up, but they linked in the right barcodes. So when they scanned them in, it came in on the first volume, and those really didn't ship, and then it shipped on the second. Well, I don't know. It's something weird. And then we were finishing the Money Shot novel. So that was that week. And then we had 22 through the 28th, so through Christmas. I watched the 3 out of 5 movie was Good Boy. This was a horror theme about a dog, a guy that's dying, like he's dying of cancer. And it's like he inherits the father's house, and the father had just died, and his sister knows he's there. But it's through the eyes of a dog, and it's kind of freaky because it makes it look like there's a monster. But when, at least the way I'm interpreting it, and I think we're supposed to interpret it like this, is there's not really a monster, but the dog sees the monster as the cancer is trying to kill his owner. So I think that's what the theme is. The 4 out of 5 was A Merry Freaking Christmas and Hang 'em High. And I don't remember A Merry Freaking Christmas if you told me. And then I didn't total these either. So that's 21, total of 21 comics. It's like, why do you get so many comics if you only read, you know, 20 to 30 a week, you know? It doesn't make logical sense. But this time I was in Albuquerque because I was reading. Oh, what I did was I went to Don's paperback bookstore and I picked up some random issues that she put together in a bag for me. And there was a Jason Rush Firestorm. So I like read issue 28 and then decided I wanted to keep reading. So I pulled up the rest on the app, even though I own them, and just kept reading them. And the 4 out of 5s were Firestorm 28 through 32. This like is probably like volume 3 or 4. It's Jason Rush Firestorm, where he fights a villain and wins by manipulating organic material. Professor and Firehawk, now merged with Jason. The finale to the Taco Mac arc. And interesting enough, that is coincidental that it is a New Year's issue. We have Rocketeer, The Great Race 3 and 4. Cliff has to abandon the race to save Betty. The rocket gets destroyed in the process, but he does save her. That's from IDW. Flash 27 and 28. I believe this is the current volume. Flashes versus the Evil Legion. Then we have Guy versus Jay, with Guy winning, which I don't think would actually happen in this case, but it did. We have Jack Hunter. Oh, I forgot to put that in. That is a Blackthorn comic. So I really read 22. This one I got in the dollar bin. I think it's just like one issue, too. Jack Hunter by Bruce Jones and Del Barisi with a Joe Kubert cover, a spy thriller, and there was never an issue too. Yeah, that's like I remember. But it was really good. It was like a line of comics they attempted to do, and it just didn't work out for whatever reason. But it was a pretty damn good read, and I wanted more. We have Aquaman number 11 through 12. Aquaman versus Hawkman. Aquaman wins 2 of 3. That's the DCKO stuff. We have Guy Gardner, Warrior number 20. This is also something that I owned, but in the random books that she, Don's daughter put together for me, there was a Guy Gardner, Warrior 20. And Guy is heading with members of the Justice League to Oa to face Parallax. Then we got some DCKO. DCKO Harlequin versus Zatanna, and Zatanna wins. DCKO Red Hood versus the Joker, and Red Hood wins. Detectives Inc. number 2. The two detectives work with Ruth to find out the death of her lover, Linda. Turns out Linda was bi, and it was the soon-to-be husband that killed her. One detective trying to recover from shooting a kid, and the other recover from his wife leaving him. So they're quite the pair. But this is the Don McGregor stuff that I really liked. I thought it was great. Also picked that up from a dollar bin somewhere along the way. From Marvel Comics, we have Star Wars Bounty Hunters number 12, Valance and Dangar are being chased by Forlom and Zuckuss. They are trying to recover Han and Carbonite. There is a bounty on Boba Fett for losing Han. We have Star Wars War of the Bounty Hunters number 1. Han is stolen. There is a bounty on Boba. The Crimson Guard has Han. And then we get Strange Girl 10 through 15. Beth and Mouse are headed to the Vatican City, and they're assaulted by the Blue Demons wielding magic. They kill Mouse. Beth is taken by the Blue Demons and freed by two daughters of Blodo. She goes back to apartment and knocks Tim out with a brick. That was her childhood friend from across the street. Beth summons Lucifer and may have pissed him off enough to go after Belial. Tim and Beth have sex, and he tries to take the magic book. Tim tells Blodo is in hell and can be rescued. Beth goes to hell with Blodo's daughter to rescue Blodo, but hell has many deceptions, and you don't know what is real or who to trust. Crazy issue where it plays on the ideas of last-minute forgiveness from God, even if you were absolutely horrible in life. It looks like Mouse is in hell as well, and may be coming to the rescue of Beth. Tim kills one of Blodo's daughters, and Beth kills Tim. They manage to escape hell, but they are now in a battle between angels and demons. The Blue Demons and the Red Demons go to war. Beth summons Lucifer for carry-on. And that wraps up December 22nd through the 28th of 2025. And the 5 out of 5, so there weren't any, but Strange Girl was close. And the previous week, Money Shot in Eurotech, but Strange Girl was following, and so was Black Kiss. So I hope you enjoyed my return. Please let me know if you listened. That would be helpful. I hope I don't lose you because of lack of posting. I did post some geek brunches. I'm going to try to get back on track, so please bear with me. So thank you for listening. You can contact me at MikeMyersBrunch@gmail.com or MikeMyersBrunch on X or on Blue Sky. Our website is DCNoisePodcast.com, where you can find the two active podcasts, which is Geek Brunch and Mike M's Weekly Reads. And you can find us on Facebook with DC Noise Podcast or Geek Brunch Podcast. So why Geek Brunch is not the website anymore is a very strange story, but it has to do with cost and consolidation and a hacker attack that hacked it and lack of ability to recover some of the stuff. So, yeah, there we go. That's how things ended. But thank you for listening, and keep reading comics. I think that's a tagline from The Comic Book Attic. And I have to hit stop.